Khabib Nurmagomedov is the undefeated terror in the room.
One of the most dominant forces in the game.
I'll never quit here. I'll die in here. This is who I am. I'm a fighter at heart.
That Dustin Poirier is a phenomenal boxer. Too smart, too sharp, too accurate.
What a debut for Nurmagomedov.
And Nurmagomedov floors him. That'll do it. Khabib Nurmagomedov. How good is that kid?
Oh! By unanimous decision, anew!
I want to unify this belt with the best. Right now, I'm the champ.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ariel Helwani's MMA Show!
Back in your life on this Thursday, September 5th, 2019. Hello again, everyone. I'm Ariel Helwani. Welcome to a very special edition of Ariel Helwani's MMA Show, a.k.a. Ariel Helwani's UFC 242 Preview Special. We're live on ESPN Radio, on ESPN App, on SiriusXM Channel 80. We're online. We're everywhere, coast to coast, international. I am so fired up. You know I like to do this show. And we've been doing it since January, the day of a pay-per-view. But this card, this moment, this weekend is so big, I said, you know what? I need to come in on Thursday. I know there's some of you out there that are very excited about the football season starting. Personally, I'm more of a CFL guy myself, so I don't care about this stuff. I care about a real sport, mixed martial arts. So if you're watching, more power to you. I'm not going to hate. Just turn down the volume and let's talk about mixed martial arts. Let's talk about UFC 242 going down this Saturday afternoon. Afternoon, I said. Yes, afternoon. Why? Because it's going down in Abu Dhabi, the United Arab Emirates. And one of the most famous fighters in the world, dare I say, one of the most famous Muslim athletes in the world, Khabib the Eagle Nurmagomedov, 11 months removed from his victory over Conor McGregor, returns to action in front of his people. The UAE, predominantly Muslim. He's returning in front of his people. Stroke of genius on the UFC's part to bring him back in his first fight since the brawl at UFC 229. He jumped out of the cage after he beat Conor. He submitted Conor in the fourth round, jumped out of the cage, incited a brawl, and he became exponentially more famous as a result of that. In his first fight since, they send him to the Middle East to fight in front of his people. This will be a cultural experience. This will be a cultural and religious experience. This is going to be a phenomenal scene. Main card kicks off at 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Plus pay-per-view. And who is he fighting? He's fighting a guy named Dustin Poirier, a man who has taken the hard road to get here, a man who in his last four fights has defeated current former champions, Eddie Alvarez, Justin Gaethje, Anthony Pettis, Max Holloway. He's defeated those guys to get to this point. He hasn't taken easy route. He hasn't taken, you know, shortcuts. He's here. He talks about paid in full, and he has the opportunity of a lifetime to be the first man to defeat Khabib Nurmagomedov. Khabib is 27-0. In my opinion, the most dominant fighter in the history of mixed martial arts. I'll tell you why Dustin has a good chance as the show goes on, but we've got a lot to talk about today. We've got that fight to talk about. We've got MSG drama, November 2nd. UFC 244, Madison Square Garden. There's all kinds of drama surrounding that main event. If you want to talk about Bellator's event this Saturday, we can talk about all that and a whole lot more. Phone lines are already packed. Number to call, I'll throw it out just in case. 1-888-SAY-ESPN. That's 1-888-729-3776. As you probably know by now, ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Shell Pennzoil performance line. We are about, as of right this second, 4 hours away from the weigh-ins. And the big story right now is, will Khabib Nurmagomedov make weight? There's some talk that he might not make weight, that he's having trouble making weight. He didn't do an open workout yesterday. He didn't talk to the media today at media day. He's been very short with his time. Obviously, a lot of demands on his time. A lot of people want to talk to him. He's a massive star there, probably number two in the world as far as Muslim athletes are concerned, behind Mo Salah of Liverpool FC fame. The man is an icon. And so it could just be because he's tired. He doesn't want to talk to everyone. He feels like there's too much attention on him. A lot has changed in his life since the McGregor fight. GSP was famous for this, or infamous. He didn't like to do a lot of media fight week. He didn't like to work out. So we don't know, but there are some people who are saying he's having some trouble. And so we're 4 hours away. Later in the show, my partner, Chael P. Sonnen, the American gangster, the bad guy, will join us to talk about his concerns about Khabib's weight. We could talk about that. We could talk about how Dustin Poirier is going to pull off one of the biggest upsets in the history of the sport. We could talk about how Conor McGregor factors into this fight. We could talk about how it would be a crime if Tony Ferguson doesn't get the winner of this fight, regardless of who it is. Spoke to Tony on Monday. He wants to fight December 14th against the winner. He's rooting for a double knockout, which is a little weird because then there might be a draw and then he might not get the winner. Just ask Anthony Pettis from 2011. But nevertheless, he should fight for the belt next. We could talk about that. We could talk about Paul Felder versus Edson Barbosa. Phenomenal co-main event. A rematch of a fight that happened 4 years ago. Paul Felder's first loss in Chicago. Gets kicked in the groin afterwards. Is peeing blood. This isn't the kind of stuff that you talk about in the world of football. This is a real sport. This is mixed martial arts where the stakes couldn't be higher. Dustin Poirier is traveling to the UAE, quote-unquote enemy territory, to fight the most dominant athlete in the history of mixed martial arts, 27-0. We talk about Michael Johnson rocking Khabib at UFC 205. Like, that's the one moment where he seemed somewhat human. Yeah, Conor won a round against him, and he deserves a lot of credit for that. That was probably the first round that Khabib ever lost. That's how incredible his career has been thus far. But what is it going to be like when he's fighting in front of his people and getting all that attention and is famous now, unlike any other fighter that we have ever seen not named Conor McGregor? Marvin Hagler once said, it's very hard to wake up at 5 a.m. to pound the pavement when you're waking up in silk pajamas. His life has changed drastically. He is known all over the world. Does he have the same killer instinct? Does he have the same motivation, the same determination? Is he the same guy? Or is Dustin just that much looser, less pressure, nothing to lose, everything to gain? He seems to be very confident going into this week. I've been very impressed with Dustin Poirier this week. So we can talk about all of that. Should I squeeze in a call or two? Why not? TST is back there in Bristol. My guy, Troy, producer for all the shows. He's sweating. He thinks I'm going to go overtime. We got so much stuff. They're only giving me an hour here. The bosses only gave me an hour, and I'm trying to tell them we need 2 hours every single week because this is a movement. This is the people's show. The people's reporter talking to you about the people's sport, mixed martial arts. Taylor in San Diego, you're up first. What's on your mind?
Hey, Ariel, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
My thing is, okay, this is about MSG. I get home from work, I'm seeing all this stuff on my phone, you know, Masvidal is tweeting out to Usman saying, hey, get the contract signed. I'm like, whoa, 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 right, timeout. What's going on? Then yes. I go look into everything, I see this, and it all came from that video of Shevchenko and Cejudo, by the way, kind of cute. Anyway, like I was saying, this if that fight gets made, Kamaru Usman versus Jorge Masvidal, I get it promotionally. I get that you want your champion, who isn't the biggest superstar, and, you know, Masvidal is, you know, hot right now. Everyone knows him from the flying knee, you know, everything. Just everything about Masvidal, he's big. And I get that you want his stock to rise. But we want the real main event. We want the real fight. We want to see
that?
Kamaru Usman take on Colby Covington. There is real, genuine fire in that. There's genuine
heat.
Fire. I know that talk the other day on TV, you know, the post-fight show. Yeah, it was, you know, people said it was this, it was that. They had their opinions. But you know what? When cameras are on you, it's different. Those two men have a genuine dislike. There's genuine fire right there. I don't want to say hate because, you know, whatever. But they genuinely don't like each other. Those two men want to fight. And
okay, Taylor, I appreciate what you just did for me. What you just did for me is called in the business a tease. Because after the break, I'm going to make sense of the whole MSG situation for you. Yes, UFC 242 is coming up. Yes, it's on pay-per-view, 2 p.m. ESPN Plus this Saturday, Khabib versus Poirier. But we can't ignore the big news right now that everyone's talking about. It's UFC 244, November 2nd, MSG. We're in New York City right now. We're in the world-famous Michael Kay studio. So after the break, I'll tell you what's going on with Colby Covington, Kamaru Usman, Jorge Masvidal, Nate Diaz, Leon Edwards, all that and more. Keep on calling me, 1-888-729-3776. After the break, I'll make sense of Madison Square Garden. We'll talk more about 242. We'll talk about Khabib's weight cut. So much more to discuss. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to the Helwani Show right here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Number to call, 1-888-729-3776. I am Ariel Helwani. I'm with you till 10 p.m. Eastern. We're talking all things mixed martial arts, UFC 242 this Saturday on ESPN Plus pay-per-view beginning at 2 p.m. Eastern time. It's the return of the Eagle, Khabib Nurmagomedov, fighting in front of his people. One of the most famous Muslim athletes in the world, fighting in front of his own people in his first fight since his win over Conor McGregor 11 months ago. He fights Dustin Poirier, who has climbed and crawled and scratched and fought to get to this point. And, you know, I was talking to the guys earlier. Look, football, I could take it or leave it. To me, mixed martial arts is the most honest sport in the world. Why? Because it is honest with what it is. The point of this game, we know what it is. We know it is to inflict damage on your opponent. Either beat him up, submit him, go the distance, knock him out. We know what it is. My beef with football is it's not honest. It is violence wrapped in this little package called, let's put a ball in someone's hands and get it over a line. No, that's not honest. That's disingenuous. That's why I love mixed martial arts, because it is an honest sport fought by honest men and women. And this Saturday's main event is a phenomenal one. Now, before the break, we had a young man from San Diego, Taylor, ask me about the UFC 244 drama. Madison Square Garden, November 2nd. What is going on? I'll tell you what is going on. So the fight that they wanted and were working on as of recently was Colby Covington versus Kamaru Usman. Kamaru Usman is the reigning defending UFC welterweight champion. He won the belt back in March when he defeated then-champion Tyron Woodley. There's a lot of heat between Usman and Covington. A lot of bad blood there. They do not like each other. This was a fight that was perfect for Madison Square Garden. Perfect. Well, around 5 or so days ago, starting to make the fight, starting to get it done, starting to make it happen. They need to get it done. It's 2 months away. They're having trouble. Negotiations with both sides hit a snag. UFC has no tolerance for this. They want everyone to fall in line. So they quickly turn their attention to Jorge Masvidal versus Nate Diaz. Massive fight. That doesn't go really anywhere. Doesn't go very far. So then they turn their attention to Jorge Masvidal versus Kamaru Usman. And Jorge Masvidal signs up. Jorge Masvidal is on board. As of yesterday, that fight was like at the goal line. Almost a done deal. And then they hit a snag with Kamaru Usman. But last I heard, they're closer with him than they were a couple hours ago. You may have seen a tweet from Jorge Masvidal. Jorge Masvidal is coming off those amazing two wins this year. Darren Till knockout in London. 5-second knockout against Ben Askren. Is a huge star right now. Game bred. They love him in Miami. Dale, all that stuff. So that's the fight that they are now turning their attention to. Masvidal versus Usman. Covington has been left on the sidelines. They're tired of negotiating with him. They feel like he's asking for too much. So they're turning their attention to that. But I'm here to say that that would be a mistake. That would be a big mistake. You are eliminating two big fights to make one that has no heat behind it whatsoever. Also, there's Leon Edwards out there who's kind of on the sidelines, who may be used a little bit as a negotiation ploy here. But what I'm trying to tell you is Usman Covington is the fight that you have to make. And Diaz Masvidal is the fight that you definitely have to make for Madison Square Garden. Do not kill those two fights to make one. And if you put Masvidal in there against Kamaru Usman, you have a chance where Masvidal loses, and now you can't make the Diaz fight in the future because Diaz isn't fighting a guy who just lost to the champion. You need to focus right now on trying to make Usman versus Covington and Masvidal versus Nate Diaz. Masvidal versus Nate Diaz is the biggest fight the UFC can make right this second with Conor on the sidelines. Biggest fight. You got to make that fight. You have to make it for Madison Square Garden. Madison Square Garden needs a big fight. It needs a big marquee attraction. It's bigger than International Fight Week now. It's New York City. It's Broadway. There's a lot of options right now for people to watch, for events, to attend events. You need a big event. You need a big fight. And that's Nate versus Masvidal, a fight that is bigger than the title. So they haven't officially booked Usman Masvidal. I believe it's there for the taking if they want it. But I also believe they need to take a step back, call an audible, and look at the direction of Nate Diaz versus Jorge Masvidal. That's the fight to make. Both guys want it. Both guys are on board. Make that fight. Keep Covington, Usman, Do Tyron Woodley, Leon Edwards, and it's all there. Don't mess this up. I know they get frustrated. They want to flex. This is not the time to flex. Give the people what they want. Don't be boxing circa 1990. Give the people what they want. What was the appeal of UFC back in the day? We make the fights that the fans want. Don't be boxing. Helwani Show brought to you by ESPN Radio on the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. I am fired up. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We are also brought to you by the new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, now with four levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. Let's go back to the phone lines here, and let's say hello to Mason in Charlotte. Mason, how are you? All right, Mason's gone. Let's go to Joseph in San Antone, home to your Spurs. Joseph, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's happening?
I was wondering, sir, who do you think, in your honest opinion, is going to headline UFC 244? Because I'm going there to New York to watch that fight. I just want to make sure there's a great headliner there.
All right. Well, who do I think is going to? Right now, I'd say the front runner is Usman Masvidal, believe it or not. Covington has been left on the sidelines. And I think that's a big mistake. Who I think the biggest fight they can make right now for Madison Square Garden is Nate Diaz versus Jorge Masvidal. West Coast gangster, East Coast gangster. 209 versus 305. Phenomenal fight. A fighter's fight. A hardcore fan's dream, a mainstream fan's dream. Everyone knows these guys now. That's the fight that should main event Madison Square Garden. Now, can they get it done? Can they pay these guys what they want? They need to figure that out. But the front runner right now, believe it or not, is Usman Masvidal. Not a done deal, but that's the front runner as far as everything agreed to, everyone on board, negotiations, blah, 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 blah. Josh in Queens, what's up?
Hey, Ariel. I was wondering just if you could, I had a couple of questions. One, I was wondering if you could go into what the new deal with Abu Dhabi is. Are we getting an event there every year? And then you said Khabib's going to come off like a big star there. I was just wondering, if we do get Abu Dhabi again in the coming years, are there other fighters the UFC is going to look to showcase there that would get over well?
Phenomenal question. So, yeah, they signed a five-year deal. I heard it's worth millions of dollars. As you can tell, that they're trying to promote Abu Dhabi. This is a strategic play by the government, the UAE government. And the most interesting part of the deal right now, other than how much they're paying for it, is that Khabib was tied to the deal. For this deal to happen, Khabib had to be on the first show. Had to be, or else the deal wasn't happening. And so they're going to do at least one event for the next 5 years. They're building the arena as we speak. I'm told it's coming down to the wire. It's tough to build an arena in the span of 2 months, but they're trying, and they're going to do it. And it's going to be outdoors with a little bit of a tarp over it. But Khabib had to be a part of it. There are other fighters from Dagestan who are on the card, who are Muslim, who come from that region, who are big stars there. Islam Makhachev comes to mind. Zabit Magomed Sharipov. There are other guys that they could bring there, but the first event had to be headlined by Khabib, and I wouldn't be surprised if they bring him back for future events as well. This is a very big deal. It's sold out. The fans are very excited. There's only one fighter with ties to the Middle East on the card, but they love Khabib because of his Muslim background. All right, after the break, we'll talk to my man, Chael P. Sonnen. The American Gangster joins us to talk UFC 242. Don't go anywhere.
I feel the motivation to fight maybe is less. He's probably going to kill me if he hears me saying this, but I feel like Dustin has more of a killer instinct in this fight. Khabib, when he became a superstar and he fought Conor, it seems like that's the peak, you know? I don't know. I mean, now there's a lot of pressure on him too because his father is in his corner for the first time. We've never seen him under, you know, this much pressure. Can he handle this kind of pressure? All his family, his friends, you know, people, all like big name celebrities watching this fight. Like, I've never seen Khabib in this situation before.
Welcome back to the Helwani Show right here on ESPN Radio. That was the voice of Mohammed Al-Hosani, a very highly respected Arabic MMA commentator. He works for Abu Dhabi Sports TV and surprised me with that take, saying that there's a lot of pressure on Khabib's shoulders going into UFC 242 this Saturday, ESPN Plus pay-per-view, 2 p.m. Eastern, against Dustin Poirier, who has essentially nothing to lose. I didn't expect that from Al-Hosani, and a lot of people are starting to think that about Khabib going into this fight. The fact that he didn't do an open workout yesterday. The fact that he didn't talk to the media today, is there too much pressure? Is it getting to him? Is his head getting too big? Is the weight cut affecting him? Well, let us go to my good friend, my partner in crime, the one and only, the American gangster, the bad guy, Chael P. Sonnen, who's kind enough to join us. He's very busy in Bristol, Connecticut right now, but he's kind enough to carve out some time for us here on the Helwani Show. Chael, how are you?
Well, good morning. I'm doing awesome. How are you, buddy?
Chael, this is radio. This is national radio here. This is not some like rinky-dink podcast, so I hope you're not nervous about this.
I am a little nervous. Can I get right into this, though, speaking of nerves, because that's kind of what you were talking about with Khabib a moment ago, and the pressure, that's a very real thing, and one guy is going to have more pressure than the other. I think that at times we make a little bit too much of that. That seems to just be a reality, and to have pressure is something you have to deserve. You have to earn pressure for people to have expectations of you. But to be clear, Ariel, the one thing that pressure will cause is simply fatigue. It really doesn't cause anything else. And when you are in a contest like this that can be 25 minutes, which is extremely long, conditioning matters. And if a guy is going to have pressure and feel stress, if you will, and feel fatigue earlier than he normally would, it is a problem.
And one thing that could affect fatigue, tell me if I'm right or wrong, this is a poor weight cut. And the weigh-ins, Chael, are a little under 4 hours from right this moment. You said something yesterday. So yesterday we were talking about this fight on Ariel and the Bad Guy, which, of course, you can catch every Wednesday on ESPN+. You made the bold prediction when the Zhang Wei-Li-Jessica Andrade fight was announced in April that Zhang would be the new champion. Like, you didn't even think twice. And then on Wednesday, you said you had another bold prediction. I thought that you were going to pick Dustin Poirier, but in fact, you said that the toughest test of this week for Khabib will be the test against the scale, that you are predicting he will have a tough time on the scale tomorrow morning making weight. Now, we haven't seen him work out. We haven't seen him talk to the media. Are you starting to feel even stronger about that prediction now?
Yeah, I think that it's already coming true. You know, I think I told you there would be some drama. And there, I feel we're already seeing it. I mean, the open workout took place. He definitely burned fewer calories than anybody else. He was definitely either reserving energy or almost out of energy. And that's a very real thing. This isn't a knock on Khabib. When you're pulling down to a 155 pounds, a weight class that's historically been very troublesome for you, that you even missed on multiple occasions, and you're doing it after a year off, this is just a reality he's going to face. It's going to be a hard night. From now until the weigh-ins, is going to be very uncomfortable. But I think we're already starting to see signs that he's struggling.
We're talking to Chael Sonnen, my partner here on the Helwani Show on ESPN Radio. And Chael, here's one thing that no one's talking about going into this card, okay? I got some intel. I spoke to someone who's in Abu Dhabi, who's covering the event, asked to remain anonymous, but this is what they told me regarding the conditions on Saturday. So by the time the main card starts, Chael, it will be around 36 degrees Fahrenheit in Abu Dhabi. It's the dead of summer over there, and this is what he told me about the conditions over there. He said the arena isn't even finished yet. I just took a look at it. It's upside down. There's pockets of water floods around the entrance, no good ventilation. It's basically a tent, not an arena. It's shocking. And this summer, the heat will affect the fighters greatly. They will feel it, and there's very few air conditioners. This is going to be a very hot and humid situation. Does that not help Dustin? When you're talking about a grappler who's trying to get a hold of you like Khabib, it's going to be sweaty. It's going to be humid. It's going to be tiresome out there. What do you make of that? These are unique conditions that they're fighting under, isn't it not?
Yeah, no kidding. It's a bit of an experiment. I could tell you my opinion from a logic standpoint, but what's actually going to happen, that's a tough one. You know, I had a similar experience, Errol. I did a show in a company called Bodog. We fought in Costa Rica, and to make this set beautiful and unique, they set it up outdoor on the beach. We didn't have the kind of canvas that the UFC had. We actually just had a tarp, a plastic-based tarp, and it was so hot, they were bringing in ice in between rounds, and it would just melt instantly. And fighters were, by strategy, picking opponents up and taking them down on the tarp and just literally burning their skin. Burning them,
wow.
Attempting to into submission. I know that that's very extreme, but I think it's kind of what you're talking about here. You know, Triple H just went over to Saudi Arabia and did a wrestling match, and they asked him about it afterwards. And I realize everything's a work, but he was shooting when he said, "Man, I'm exhausted. It is so hot out there." And it really is something very rare unless you're used to it. I think that both athletes will breathe just fine, and getting oxygen will be fine. And they've both been in the elements and spent a lot of time on a daily basis in a sauna. It's not the heat alone, but I like what you're saying. When you're slippery, yes, it makes a big, big difference. It's one of the reasons that grappling is largely contested in either a gi or a rash guard up top, that you have to do that. When a guy gets a good sweat going, it takes the submissions away 99%.
And so we're talking about Khabib and the elements and a potential tough weight cut, and we're not making something out of nothing here, Chael. He has missed weight twice before. He failed to show up to a fight against Tony Ferguson. Now, his last couple fights, he has made weight, and he seems to have made weight rather easily. But this is a real thing, and that's why the weigh-ins, which are happening at 1 a.m. Eastern time, are going to be must-see TV. If you're awake, I suggest you try to watch them, because if he doesn't make weight, if this fight doesn't materialize, this could be catastrophic. Like, I think he's going to do everything in his power. I saw him on social media not that long ago, but this would be catastrophic. This whole thing is based around Khabib. Are you getting the sense that, as my guest from yesterday's show, the MMA Reporters, the podcast with Muhammad Al-Hassani, are you getting the sense that Khabib has changed? You know, I talked about Marvin Hagler. He once had this amazing quote that has stuck with me throughout my career. It's very hard to wake up and pound the pavement at 5 a.m. when you're sleeping in silk pajamas. Do you get the sense that all the fame, everything that happened in the aftermath of the Conor McGregor fight, is affecting Khabib, and his head is a little too big, and maybe he doesn't have the killer instinct that a guy like Dustin Poirier, who's essentially fighting for his life here, this is his dream to fight for the belt and shock the world, has nothing to lose. He's going in there with no pressure on his shoulders.
I think to some extent, I don't know if that would be that extreme, but yes, there's some things that you can't get around. You know, somebody will say, if I ever win the lottery and I have a lot of money, I won't change. No, you don't really have a choice. It just changes you. It changes what you have to do. It changes what you get to do with your time. It will change your diet and what you eat, quite literally. You will just change. Also, your friends will treat you differently. You will get invited to less things because they will think that you know, you've got something going on. I'm just saying, it's a very real thing. So for Khabib to be experiencing this level of fame, championship, he's now got political influence in an entire region. Yes, his life has changed. Oh, and by the way, he's been on suspension. Where was his motivation? Where was his dietary concerns if we're talking about a weigh-in? Yes, of course he's going to be different. Now, are we talking about splitting hairs here? Or are we talking about a measurable amount? Khabib has separated himself from the field. It would appear that Khabib could be a worse fighter and a lessened fighter, similar as we're seeing to John Jones off of steroids, but still be the best fighter. So I'm not willing to ignore what you're saying. It's a very, very real thing. But we are going to have to go out there and see what happens. You know, don't forget, I'd love to use Stipe Miocic as an example, because he set the heavyweight record with three title defenses. And I largely would argue for you that the fire station that he works at is partly responsible for him maintaining the same lifestyle, not going on some of the media tours, not going to New York and L.A. and going on Ellen's couch and the different things that we see champions do in the photo shoot. He had to get back to town. The good news about being in town is that's where his bed is, his family is, his gym is, his training partners, and his coaches are. So he was able to maintain a real steadiness that other guys just can't. I can't speak to Khabib personally. I don't know him personally very well. But I can speak to guys throughout history that have had this level of stardom sprung upon them that, yeah, they can get a little distracted, in fairness.
We're talking to Chael Sonnen right here on ESPN Radio. It's the Helwani Show. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Pick from a range of coverage options with the Name Your Price tool to find a price that works for you. Chael, just a couple of seconds left before I let you go. I'm fired up for this. This is a big deal. Last week, you were the first one to call the upset. You called Zhang Weili, new champion. You were right. You nailed it. Are you picking upset again?
No, I don't think so. I think Khabib grinds him out. I think he does get him down. I think he probably does it the fourth round. I know you're trying to speed me up, so I'm talking as fast as I can. Have you covered BJ Penn being released?
Oh, no, we have not talked about that. There's so much. Chael, they only gave me an hour. The bosses here think that everyone just cares about football. Who cares about football? We want to talk about a real sport, right? They only gave me an hour today, so I had to pick my spots. There's a lot of drama regarding Madison Square Garden and Usman and Masvidal and Covington, so I didn't get
to
BJ
Penn,
unfortunately.
Is Masvidal getting the fight?
Right now, front runner Masvidal, Usman, but I'm pushing for them to change gears and go Masvidal Diaz.
Yeah,
Chael,
that'd be a good one. Diaz hard to get to the table, but I hear you on that.
Absolutely, Chael. Thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate it, and Chael will be a part of the coverage all weekend long from Bristol, Connecticut. There he goes, the American gangster. Pay per view begins at 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Plus. Prelims 12 p.m. Eastern on FX and ESPN Plus. Early prelims, by the way, 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Plus. By the way, if you're looking for football, this clearly isn't the place. but Freddie and Fitzsimmons come up at 10 p.m. Eastern. After the break, one more segment. I want all your calls. We're going to rifle through them. Peter, Franklin, everyone who's holding, please wait right there. 1-888-729-3776. One more segment to go. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to the Helwani Show right here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. I am fired up. We are less than 48 hours away from UFC 242. But before that, we got to get through the weigh-ins. Will Khabib Nurmagomedov make weight? That's at 1 a.m. Eastern. You can find it online. The results will be up. That is high drama that is about to play out in Abu Dhabi. Khabib Nurmagomedov, Dustin Poirier, that's the main event this Saturday on ESPN Plus pay-per-view. We got a lot to discuss in this final segment. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to all of you. You've been waiting patiently. Let's say hello to Franklin in Virginia. Franklin, what's up?
Hey, Ariel, you there?
I'm there.
Hey, before I ask my question, just wanted to start off by saying I'm a huge fan. I love your podcast. I tune in weekly. And I definitely think that you're a big figure and influence for the sport. So I just wanted to mention that to you first. As for my question, yeah, no problem. As for my question, if Khabib can get through Dustin Poirier, what do you think would be a dream matchup for you in your own personal opinion as a fan? The only stipulation is, not fighting someone within his own weight class, so maybe welterweight. I don't know if he can go as far down as, you know, maybe featherweight. But who in your eyes, aside from any contender in lightweight, would be a dream matchup for Khabib?
Oh, that's a very easy one. I love the question. It would obviously be George St. Pierre, who I consider to be the greatest of all time. GSP wanted the fight. Khabib wanted the fight. They couldn't get it done. UFC didn't want to make the fight, but that would be the one. Khabib, GSP, I would love to see it. Catchweight, give it to me at 165. May the best man win. And by the way, I like GSP's chances in that fight. Peter, Arizona, what's up?
Hey, Ariel, how's it going, man? Happy Thursday.
Oh, thank you. Isn't it fun to be on the radio on a Thursday night?
Hell yeah, Ariel. This is awesome, man. I love listening to you. Anyway, I had a question. So far, all of the promotions have been pretty respectful between Dustin and Khabib. But when Dustin comes out on Saturday, do you think the crowd will have the same respect, or do you think he's going to walk out to boos?
I think he'll walk out to some boos. I don't think it's going to be, you know, overwhelming. I think they've been pretty respectful. I'm sure you saw the video upon landing in Abu Dhabi. He was greeted by some locals. They were dancing. There was a traditional dance that they were doing. So I think it will be respectful, but obviously he's not the favorite. Obviously, it's the Khabib show, and the pop for Khabib is going to be way bigger. But I can't wait to see the scene, what it's going to be like, the reception, the mood, the heat. I mean, there's a lot of factors just outside of the fight that I'm really looking forward to seeing how that plays out as well. And, of course, 2 p.m. Eastern pay-per-view. One more plug for that. Angelo, Northern California, what's happening? Angelo, are you there?
Yeah. Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing on that? So I just want to know your thoughts on why the UFC didn't try to get a stand-in fighter instead of Tony Ferguson. I know they try to book things in advance with the upcoming Cerrone fight with Gaethje. So why do you think they didn't try to pull one of those guys with all the concerns that Khabib has?
Another phenomenal question. By the way, the questions today have been, or tonight, have been tremendous. So kudos to all of you. I love the interaction. They did try to get Tony there. Tony said, you know what? I'm not a replacement fighter. I'm not a backup fighter. I'm better than that. I'm bigger than that. They actually upped the ante as far as price tag is concerned. He still didn't want to do it. Long ways to go. I understand. He doesn't want to be branded as such. And I believe because they have Barbosa Felder, I wouldn't be surprised, as my man Aaron has been saying all week, I wouldn't be surprised if Barbosa Felder come in at 155 or a little bit under, just in case. You saw what happened in Brooklyn when I Quinta and Felder and all those guys were weighing in, and some were a little bit over and they couldn't get the fight after Max Holloway pulled out. So I wouldn't be surprised if they come in at 155 just in case something happens. But Ferguson was the guy. There was no one else that was out there, and they went to the 11th hour. It was too late to call upon someone else. I think they were confident that Ferguson would do it. He didn't. And then they were left with essentially nothing, but they're lucky that they've got
Felder and Barbosa in there in the co-main event. Now it is time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And who better than New York Rick, my former partner in crime, to close out the show. Mr. New York Rick, give us the Straight Talk.
I mean, it's a, give me something to riff on. I'll hit you with the Straight Talk. I wanted to ask you a question. I didn't know,
I
didn't know this was going to be a TST, forum for me.
Well, look, I'm giving you that respect. TST, Tight Ship Troy, said that you disagree with Chael and I, so I thought that you would go in. I mean, is this your first day on the job? It's your first rodeo? Is it hot under the lights? Are you nervous? Tell me why you disagree.
Now, I have to admit, I just said that to be inflammatory. I don't disagree with Chael. I do feel like you are particularly concerned about Khabib Nurmagomedov. Is that fair to say?
In what
him
regard?
Making weight, him potentially sleeping on the silk sheets. I would say that I have no concerns about Khabib Nurmagomedov. He is going to come into the main event on Saturday night for those local, afternoon for us here in the States, and absolutely dominate and set himself up for a big fight with Tony Ferguson. I have no concerns about Khabib Nurmagomedov, and I don't think he has slept on silk sheets. I think he's hard as ever, fighting bears in the backyard and ready to take on Dustin Poirier.
So him showing up to the workouts in Rolls Royce, him walking around with shades, him becoming infinitely popular, like, it's not a knock on him. This is a real thing.
No.
Just ask Connor. When you become very famous, you change a little bit. Your foot is taken off the gas just a little bit. You're not taking any of that into account here?
I think the lifestyle has changed, but I think the Spartan mentality has been maintained. I don't think that Khabib and his crew or Khabib's father would allow that to happen. I definitely think that he's kept on the path. And you know what? Chael made a very good point. John Jones has kind of laid the blueprint for this, that if you are a cut above, and I would dare argue that I take Khabib against anybody 170 pounds or below, when you are a cut above, you can afford to take your foot off the gas a little bit, but I don't believe he has. I think he'll be ready.
All right, let's end on this. What's the official New York Rick prediction?
I'm going Khabib second round TKO is how I see it. I think he's able to ultimately get Dustin down on the ground and finish it.
All right, there you have it. That's the Straight Talk, courtesy of New York Rick. Thank you very much, sir. Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart. So no respect from New York Rick on Dustin Poirier. I say put some respect on that guy's name. He has been working for the past 10 years to get to this point. Was a teenager, in and out of juvie, weighing over 200 pounds, found mixed martial arts, found his passion, found his focus, scratched and clawed his way up here, got submitted by the Korean Zombie, lost to Cub Swanson, got knocked out by Conor McGregor in less than 2 minutes, got knocked out by Michael Johnson, but in his last four fights has defeated Anthony Pettis, Justin Gaethje, Eddie Alvarez, Max Holloway. He is walking into Abu Dhabi unfazed, not scared. Does he get it done? We'll find out. I can't wait. High drama in the desert. UFC 242 this Saturday. ESPN Plus pay-per-view. Do not miss it.